A little old man was driving down the freeway when his cell phone rang. It was his wife. "Dear," she said, "I just heard on the radio that there is a car going the wrong direction on your highway. Please be careful." "It's not just one car," the husband replied. "There are hundreds of them." Lent is a time to go in a different direction, a direction towards heaven, to do mid-course corrections. You know, when they send a rocket ship to the moon, they don't just make one plan at the beginning. They always have to do mid-course corrections. And that's what Lent is. Every year, the church gives us this opportunity to do mid-course corrections, to perhaps change the direction of our life so that we come closer to God, so that we grow in love of God and love of others. The purpose of Lent is to become closer to God, to become holy. And we become holy by loving God more, loving others more, and doing the works of mercy. And Lent is a very holy time, 40 days, to commemorate Jesus' 40 days of prayer and fasting in the desert. Lent comes from the Old English word lengthen, that means springtime. And Lent, of course, always falls in the spring, and it should be a springtime for our spiritual life. Spring is when there's growth, when there's development. So we want to grow during this time of Lent, to grow closer to God. Will we be closer to God at Easter than we are today? We hope so. We hope that we've grown in love of God and love of others, that we've grown in holiness, that our prayer life has developed and increased, that our relationship with Jesus is more intimate, it is closer, and that we become more Christ-like. The purpose of Lent is to do what John the Baptist says, that Jesus must increase and we must decrease. So we want to decrease our pride, our arrogance, our impatience, whatever it might be, so that Christ lives more and more within us. That's the purpose of Lent, is to become more like Christ, to become more like Jesus. So when people see us in the workplace or in your home, in your family, that they see Jesus in each one of us. That's the purpose of Lent, to become Christ-like. Today's gospel, Jesus recommends three things to grow closer to God: prayer, fasting, and almsgiving. Here's a couple of suggestions that we could do in these three categories. Number one, prayer. That should be our goal during Lent, to increase our prayer life, to spend more time with God in prayer every day. Of course, the greatest prayer is the Mass. If we can get to some daily Masses during the week, I highly recommend that. One or two Masses during the week, or daily Mass if at all possible, I'd recommend that. If you're able to come a little bit early for Mass, join us for morning prayer at 9 o'clock, right before, as we pray the Liturgy of the Hours before the daily Mass. I personally love to pray the sorrowful mysteries of the Rosary every day during Lent. I just love focusing on the sorrowful mysteries each day during Lent. I'd also recommend at least once a week do the Stations of the Cross. We have them every Friday. If you can come to the Friday Stations and the soup suppers, those are great opportunities. Some time in Eucharistic adoration, perhaps. As you know, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, after 9:15 Mass, we have adoration until 12 noon. So perhaps spending an extra time with the Lord in prayer. One thing that will really help your prayer life is good spiritual reading. And I'd recommend in the Catechism of the Catholic Church, the last section on prayer, which goes through the Our Father in detail. And if you read 2 pages a day, since the whole thing is 80 pages, that would be a good thing to read during Lent. 2 pages a day from the Catechism on prayer. Personally, I love to read the Gospels and the Life of Christ by Bishop Sheen, or Frank Sheed's book, To Know Christ Jesus, or Archbishop Goudier's book, The Life of Our Lord Jesus Christ, or Anne Catherine Emmerich's The Dolorous Passion of Our Lord Jesus Christ. So focus Lent on Christ and trying to get to know Him better through Scripture and good spiritual reading. Then Jesus says, after prayer should be fasting. Jesus says we should fast. Well, what kind of fasting? Perhaps, you know, skipping a meal here or there, or making a sacrifice and giving that money that you would have spent and give that to the poor. Some people during Lent make a good practice of making a sacrifice, giving up your favorite food or your favorite dessert or your favorite drink. Or some people will give up fasting from maybe cutting back on TV for an hour and instead doing good spiritual reading instead of watching TV. A good thing to do in your car instead of listening to music or to the news, perhaps get a Catholic Lighthouse CD from the vestibule and listen to that when you're driving. That's something I do every day is during Lent is I listen to a different Catholic Lighthouse CD every day. I have about 200 of them. So I just, every day I listen to one or two Catholic Lighthouse CDs. Lastly, Jesus says almsgiving, acts of charity, perhaps visiting a nursing home, visiting an elderly person in the hospital, a friend or a relative that's in need. Also forgiving. I like this. One author says, do one act of forgiveness every day. Forgive the driver that cuts you off. Forgive the coworker who annoys you. Forgive the shopper who cuts in line. Forgive the store clerk who is rude or a family member who ignores your needs. So forgiveness, charity, is a work of mercy. And try to heal a relationship. Think if there's any relationships that need healing. Try to heal a relationship. And then, of course, try to give an act of charity to the poor. I would recommend to the House of Mercy in Manassas or to our Samaritan group here at St. Mary's that helps so many families with bills and groceries and things that are truly needed. And so thanks to you, we have a great resources to help those in need. So perhaps a contribution to that, their Bishop's Lenten Appeal is a wonderful way to help the diocese and the needy and the poor. But anyway, those are the three things that Jesus recommends, and I encourage us as we begin this holy season of Lent to become more like Christ through prayer, fasting, and almsgiving.